Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 7. Box A, Lecture 7 Goals. We passively mentioned operator overloading in the last lecture when we talked about the standard string class. We said that the feature of operator overloading is what allowed the string class to give meaning to the addition operator, the bracket operator, and the relational operators. More generally, operator overloading enables programmers to overload some C++ operators and define new behaviors for them. Consequently, we can overload C++ operators with our user-defined types, which results in behavior similar to the intrinsic C++ types. However, it is important to realize that operator overloading is not for every class. Only use operator overloading if it makes the class easier and more natural to work with. Do not overload operators and implement them with non-intuitive and confusing behavior. To illustrate an extreme case, do not overload the addition operator, such that it performs a subtraction operation, as this kind of behavior obviously would be very confusing and non-intuitive. In this lecture, we show how to overload operators. We will look at overloading 6 kinds of operators: arithmetic operators, relational operators, conversion operators, the insertion and extraction operators, the assignment operator, and the bracket operator. These are the key operators that are typically overridden. Incidentally, not every C++ operator can be overloaded. Before we begin discussing the details of operator overloading, we will look at some class examples where operator overloading is useful. Box B, fraction example. C++ does not have a standard fraction class, but if you are doing some mathematical programming, you may need such a class. You might use the class definition, shown in box B, as a starting point. Each fraction instance has 2 properties, namely a numerator and a denominator, and we define 4 operators that can be used with fractions: addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Note that this is an abridged list, as there are many other useful operations which can be done with fractions. So far, so good. We can do 4 arithmetic operations with fractions using our 4 methods. However, this is not the most natural syntax, as we see at the bottom of box B. Instead of writing f.addg, it would be much more natural to use the arithmetic plus symbol, f plus g. Operator overloading allows us to do this. It allows us to define what the addition operator means for fractions. In addition, we can overload the other arithmetic operators for fractions as well. This allows us to work with fractions in a much more natural syntax. It is worth mentioning that operator overloading is not a necessity. You do not need it, for as we just showed, you can always use regular methods in place of overloaded operators. However, it can improve the aesthetics of your code and make it more readable and intuitive. So a fraction type class is one candidate for operator overloading, and as you will see, mathematics-related classes are usually the best candidates for operator overloading. Box C, string example. So we saw in the last lecture and chapter 6 that we can use many of the C++ operators with standard string instances. We can do this because the standard string class overloads the operators and defines what they mean with respect to strings. In box C, we see how 2 strings can be added with the plus operator, that we can use many of the relational operators with standard string objects, that we can index a standard string object with the bracket operator, and that we can output a standard string object with cout. We can do all these things because the standard string class overloaded the operators and made them meaningful in the context of strings. Box D, other candidates. This box gives some other examples of when operator overloading is useful. Again, most of the examples given here are mathematical in nature. Vectors, matrices, and quaternions are all mathematical objects which are used in 3D computer graphics, and consequently, in games. These objects define typical mathematical operations, such as addition and multiplication, so they are good candidates for operator overloading. In addition, as you will learn if you continue to study graphics programming at Game Institute, colors can be added, subtracted, and multiplied to form new colors. Hence, a color class would likely support operator overloading. Moreover, colors typically need to be converted from one format to another, and so overloading the conversion operators is useful for colors as well. Also, all classes that use dynamic memory and that support copying should overload the assignment operator. Finally, if you want to be able to conveniently input and output your objects, either to the console or to a file, an output function and input function may suffice, but it is more convenient to overload the insertion and extraction operators for easy input and output. Hopefully at this point, you have an understanding of the basic concept of operator overloading and where it would be useful. In the rest of the lecture, we will go over the details of overloading different kinds of operators.